wonderful costumes come by my desk today and get judged by our judges. And we have a really great show to show you guys today. So what has happened is that our contestants have already had a chance to show off their costume to the judges and tell them how much work they put into them and basically, you know, give their spiel and make their case for winning an award tonight. Right now we're going to show them all off to you, and after we have finished showing all of our contestants, our judges will come up and introduce our winners, or announce our winners. And without further ado, I'm going to pass the mic off to our MC for the night, Evan Atwood from Fandom Workshop.
Thank you, Becca! You know, I love this game, I'm just going to set it down. It's just cumbersome at this point. Hello, KrakenCon! So you've all been keeping dry, hanging out, having a good time, enjoying the wonderful cosplay that we have around the convention hall here. But now you are going to get an excruciatingly concentrated dose of it. Are you ready? Excellent! Before we get started, I have a special word of thanks to the sponsors of KrakenCon. Arts for Oakland Kids. Japan Crate, Fandom Workshop. God, that sounds like an awesome show. I'm sure the host of it is extremely talented and handsome and nice. And me, Evan Atwood, host of Fandom Workshop. Moving on to everybody else. Viz Media, Crunchyroll, NIS America, Funimation, AnimeCons.com, Discover and Go, Print, Papa, Copic. Good golly gosh, I love Copic markers. If you haven't tried them, it's like writing with a dream. And WriteStuffAnime.com. Those are all people that you should go check out. Give them your money, give them your attention, because they deserve it. They are all fantastic in their own rights. Now, before we move on to introducing our contestants, I would like to say a special hello, if my gloves will allow it. There we go. To our judges, Hessa-chan, Daydreamer Nessa, and Titleist Cosplay. Give them a round of applause. They've had the hardest job of anyone working here right now. They've had to painstakingly analyze all of the contestants and then, even though they're all fantastic, pick winners. Picking winners amongst a sea of already winners. And on the subject of those winners, let's go ahead and bring up our first contestant. Contestant number one. Moxie P as Princess Nuala from Hellboy 2. This dress took about 40 hours to complete, including creating a stencil as close to the pattern in the movie to hand paint and heat emboss the trim. Making do with minimal reference photos, Easter eggs from some of her favorite fandoms were also added. Give it up for Moxie P! And contestant number two, Fabrikind as Angela from Seiken Densetsu 3. This entire costume was drafted and sewn by the cosplayer with a fully boned bunny suit, functioning buttons on the vest, and applique boot covers that are held in place by snapping into the tights. The head of the staff was hand-carved out of wood and paper plate and painted for a wood-like texture to match the tree branch used as a base. Fabrikind wanted to capture both the elegance of the design and the slight textures of 90s JRPG designs. Beautiful! And contestant number three, Mandalay Cosplay as Edith from Crimson Peak. She chose to portray this character because Crimson Peak is her favorite movie, and because she loved all of the details involved in turn-of-the-century costumes. She spent the past month sewing Edith's dress, and her favorite aspects are the poofy princess sleeves and the tiny satin buttons. Round of applause for Mandalay Cosplay! And she's not kidding, those sleeves are super poofy. Contestant number four, Jason as Cyclops from X-Men Apocalypse. Inspired by the most recent X-Men movie, this costume was constructed with EVA foam finished with Blastydip. It took about 4 weeks to complete, which, judging by the quality, was a super fast turnaround time. Give it up for Jason! guest. Contestant number 5, Noe as Shozu from Show by Rock.
Welcome, Dream Galaxy tourists.
Shuzo is the main guitarist and lead vocals of the popular idol band Trikonika. She really loves his over-the-top personality and fashion choices. And I do too! Beautiful one! Contestant number 6, Broken Blade Workshop as Subject Delta from Bioshock.
From the city of Rapture lurks a terrible combination of machine and man, the Big Daddy.
Made entirely from EVA foam floor mats and contact cement, this outfit is one of his pride and joys.
And it shows.
Beautiful, beautiful work.
Aww. Is that adorable?
Big Daddies can be cute too. Contestant number 7, we have Male Kaylee, the Judicator from League of Legends! This is the second costume he has ever made, and it is constructed of EVA foam and Warbler. He liked the idea of doing a male version of a female character from such an iconic game. He enjoyed the challenge of working with Warbler for the first time, as well as constructing the wings and casting the gems from scratch on both the helmet and the bracers. Give it up! Almost knocked me off stage. So impressive. Contestant number 8, Fee as Zero from Drakengard. This costume took over 200 hours to make over the course of about a month. There is plenty of detailing work on the sword and prosthetic arm, although the gauntlet is all black. Up close, there are intricate designs that are carved into it by hand. The dress and sleeves also had complex designs that were made to be 100% accurate to the concept art, then later traced onto the fabric and painted. Thank you, Fee! Contestant number 9, Odd as Leo from Fire Emblem Fates! We've got some Fates fans. This costume took about 200 hours over the course of 3 months. Most of these hours went into applying 20 different layers of gesso to Warbler and then sanding it. The cape is also reversible because Leo often has wardrobe malfunctions. Definitely a round of applause. Contestant number 10, Bai as Niles from Fire Emblem Fates. All you Fire Emblem Fates in there. Yes, all the Fates fans. This costume took about 50 hours over the course of 1 month. The belt and cape's clasp are made from resin-coated plastic, while the bow and arrow are a combination of PVC pipe and Warbler. Huge round of applause for Fire Emblem Fates cosplay! Oh! Thank you, audience. You're so helpful. I'm gonna take mine off. So you can see my beautiful green eyes. For those of you in the back, I was then blinking seductively. Yeah. All right, on to contestant number 12, DB Nibbles as Sombra from Overwatch! She fell in love with Sombra's design. Once Sombra was officially revealed, she decided she had to cosplay her. DB Nibbles spent about a week making Sombra, including making her own patterns and painting a purple wig black. Her favorite part is the jacket, while the most challenging part are the gloves. This is DB Nibbles playing Sombra's Noche skin. Thank you, DB Nibbles! Anyone was excited for Sombra from Overwatch? Yes! I am too!
She's broken!
Oh, come on! We'll get it patched. Contestant 13, Carmilla Jo as Mikasa Antoinette from Attack on Titan! Mikasa Antoinette is a mashup of Mikasa Ackerman from Attack on Titan and Marie Antoinette, who was beheaded during the French Revolution. This costume borrows elements from the Survey Corps uniform and translates it into a rococo gown. The headdress is inspired by the fiery image of the colossal titan overlooking the wall and features Mikasa, Eren, and the colossal titan as chibis. cover the cosplay, but you get a little history lesson in there as well. Contestant 14, Z-Square cosplay as Koro-sensei from Assassination Classroom! Taking less than 15 hours to make, she decided to create a cosplay dedicated to her second favorite character ever. Staying true to the details, she added her own feminine twist to the character's design. The final kawaii cosplay is made mostly out of satin. Beautiful, beautiful satin work. And contestant 15, Tenshin Star as Big Sister from Bioshock! She spent years scavenging the depths of Rapture to create her armor. She tore the helmet of a deep sea diver and claimed it for her own! You might see her little sisters around the underwater city of Rapture while they collect Adam. She is their protector. Give it up! Contestant 16, the Creighton family cosplay as Miroko, Sango, Inuyasha, Kagome, and Chibu from Inuyasha! Miroko and Sango were the first cosplays made manga for their family. That was about 10 years ago, so they decided to bring it all back plus three. Their family enjoys the show and hopes that everyone enjoys their cosplays as well.
I know I do. How about you? Woo! Yes!
Aw, the family that cosplays together stays together. I love that.
And up next, contestant 17, Crystal Heat as Mercy from Overwatch! Mercy is her main in Overwatch, so it's only natural that she cosplay her. She is proudest of her wings, and that she can bring her favorite character to life. Beautiful, beautiful work from Crystal Gate! And up next, contestant number 18, Natsumi as Moltres from Pokemon! This legendary outfit is inspired by Cowslip's Heijinka fan art of Moltres, which has a beautiful color palette and lots of details. The entire design was patterned out of scratch. Every piece of fabric individually dip-dyed and each feather cut out one by one with added layers of detail over the entire outfit. From planning to patterning to hand sewing on beads and bells, the project took 2.5 months to bring together. And the craftsmanship shows. Give it up for Katsumi! Up next, we have contestant 19, Kinetic Cosplay as Lapis Lazuli from Steven Universe! Her favorite part of the costume is the wings, which are formed by hand out of PETG plastic and installed EL wire. The dress is made of spandex and is fully lined and serged. The wig was reconstructed with extra wefts to be more fluffy. She also made the bodysuit entirely out of tights. Lapis Lazuli is her favorite character from Steven Universe, and she remade this costume just for Dragon Con. So give it up for Kinetic Cosplay! Woo! Those beautiful EL wire wings! Contestant number 20. Prince Kudre as Frolic Emperor Kira from Brave Frontier! Brave Frontier is an app game set in the world of Grand Gaia. Kira is a disciple of the Great Ten Gods, but was banished due to an uprising against them. He and five others are known as the Six Pillars. Beautiful, beautiful work from Kinetic Cosplay! Let's give a round of applause! Prince Kudre. My apologies. Contestant 22, Nightmare Sora as Sora from Kingdom Hearts! This costume took about 1 month to build. The wig is a pirate hat with the ribbon cut off, and shaped with cardboard spikes, fake fur, Elmer's glue, and spray paint. The costume is made from items from the thrift shop that were modified to look like the character. Excellent ingenuity from Nightmare Sora! Give it up! Alright, moving on to contestant 24, Julius as Iron Man Mark IV! This suit was made for Riley. While the cosplayer first met him, he was 4 years old and diagnosed with leukemia and spent most of his young life in the hospital. He was planning to visit
Ryland in the hospital, but timing was difficult, so he made a video instead. Ryland passed away this year in April, when he was 6 years old. The suit is made out of war blood, and has a micro control for the lights, faceplate, and back panels, which can be controlled using voice commands.
They were no more because they ran out of batteries. Sorry.
Unfortunately, they ran out of batteries, but it still is amazing! Yes! We still got repulsor blasts! That's all we need! Alright, coming up next we have contestant 25! Oh, are we okay? Coming up next, we will have contestant 25, the Killing Jeff cosplay as the Lancer from Bioshock 2. Yes. From the underwater city of Rapture comes the Lancer. This costume was constructed in 2 weeks using EVA foam, and an excellent use of EVA at that. Let's give a round of applause for the Killing Jeff cosplay. A lot of cosplays from Rapture this year. And contestant 26, Kurt Mage as Junkrat from Overwatch. The gun is made from a variety of materials, from cardboard and scotch tape to Warbla and 3D printing. He actually learned 3D modeling for the sake of this costume. He styled the wig himself, and the whole costume took roughly over 300 hours to complete. Oh, Kurt Mage, that is fantastic! And short of actually lobbing off your leg at the knee, that's a fantastic height right there. All right, and contestant 27, Sailor Sasha has, fantastic. Contestant number 28, Righteous cosplay as Elias Ainsworth from Ancient Magus Prime. This is Righteous's first non-full armor cosplay. The skull is largely constructed of EVA foam with wires inside of the horns. Accessorized with fabric and gold tassels, his inspiration came from the manga The Ancient Magus Bride, which has recently been adapted to original video anime. It's beautiful, beautiful work from Righteous Cosplay! Alright, and up next we have contestant 29, Gone Batty cosplay as Juan from Utuware Ramano. I'm gonna try that again. Utuware Ramano. I will recognize that later. Straight out of the world of Utuware Ramano. You know what? I'm gonna go for Rome. Utuware Ramano. Yes! Hooray! Hooray for Gone Batty. Gone Batty cosplay presents Quan. Her wig is self-styled with plenty of hand-sewn details. Please turn your attention to the personally designed pattern embroidered on her kimono. Dragon Con is great fun. I think so too. How about you? And up next, contestant number 30, Stephen Wong as Duke Vader. Mashup from Mad Max Fury Road and Star Wars. Combining a love of Mad Max Fury Road and Star Wars come Duke Vader. Featuring a lightsaber in place of the flamethrower, a Bluetooth sound system, and sound reactive lights. The guitar took 3 months to build from scratch and weighs over 25 pounds. That's what people's rippling biceps. Beautiful. Contestant 31, Captain Mexico! The idea to create Captain Mexico came from the fact that there aren't enough Hispanic superheroes in comics. So he wanted to represent for La Raza! Yes! Something to have fun on Chuck's costume. Hooray! Contestant 32, Eli as Poe Dameron from Star Wars The Force Awakens. Poe Dameron, Starfly Boy of the Resistance. The helmet is made from a baseball batting helmet, and the vest was quilted by machines. They are now safe from baseballs up to 90 miles per hour. It's good to build a functionality in your cosplay, I think. What'd you guys
This is fantastic cosplays!
I think so. And now, I will turn the microphone over to our judges, who, as I said before, had very difficult decisions to make. So can I see Hazachan, Danger Vanessa, and Titleist Cosplay? We're letting them use the stairs. I mean, some of us are super cool and just like pop up. It's nice to actually wear pants with a cosplay instead of a lot of spandex. I cosplay a lot of superheroes. Oh, it's totally fine. I couldn't walk in those either. All right. You know, I think they're probably a little bit small for me. Maybe later. All right. Are you guys ready with your final decisions? All right. The microphone duties are now yours.
Okay, do we have our list with us? Okay. I just want to say, introduce ourselves. This is Hazachan. She's been cosplaying for actually the same time as me, over a decade. And each time we cosplay, we come across new people. We were able to judge alongside.
I'm Weasel, otherwise known as Titleist Cosplay. I'm fairly new to cosplay compared to these two veterans. I've only been cosplaying since 2012, but this has been a really fun experience, and it's been an honor to judge these amazing cosplayers, and yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
And a last note is, regardless of placing, I encourage everyone to enter as many times as possible because I hope you find it as rewarding as we do as we judge you today. And it was a lot of fun. It was super tough. We went over the time limit of when we were supposed to be done and like taking a break, but we really wanted to make solid choices. And I guess with that, we'll announce the winners. We have a couple of ribbon awards that we would like to disperse first.
Goes to Lapis Lazuli.
Can you give a round of applause for our first We found the creativity and like the very it's impeccable in her construction despite the simple design, and the yellow work, it just adds another touch when you, and the makeup too. And when you go head to toe, her individual toes have little toenails on top of them, and we appreciate her effort.
Best group, and this goes to the Inuyasha family.
Come on up here!
We were really impressed with all the details of each costume and just how adorable all the kids were.
Also, we don't have kids, but she was going all over the details that she has to do just so her kids can wear them because they grow out of them. They may need to have more comfort and ease in getting in the costume, so a lot of thought has to be put into them so that her kids can actually wear them with her. And we found both costumes of their parents very impressive, and I couldn't imagine wrangling all of them together. Thank you, round of applause for me. Our next ribbon award, we've picked as the most original, and I think in this time and age, it's really inspiring to see someone share a story about open acceptance and kind of widening your horizon, and he shared a lot of stories with us. We would like to give a ribbon award to Captain Mexico.
Especially that he has his own action figure. I mean, the licensing. thing is like top notch, man. And that pinata, I'd like to beat the crap out of it myself. So congratulations, man. The Show My Rock cosplay. So I really liked all the details, how puffy it was, that she also used details from the game as well and incorporated it. So she used like two different types of designs and put them together. The custom dyeing, the wig, the ears. It's just very cute, colorful, and very well put together. So congratulations.
Next ribbon goes to another judge's pick. This goes to Big Sister from BioShock. We thought this had a lot of amazing detail in the costumes. We were really impressed by how much effort she put in. The armor looks really great and really polished. We were very impressed. Yeah, and actually like that. What is it, like canister tank with the hydrant actually opens up and like acts as like a backpack. That was a really cool detail.
Okay, another ribbon award is another judge's pick. And I would like to award this to Nulala from Hellboy. Once she got on stage tonight, if you saw her, she was the first entry on stage. And she looks like she could came from the movie. She, the accuracy and the likeness of the character was really impeccable. If you look up close, the stamp detail that she did, she had to do several different processes to get the gold stenciling on her train. And it was just really, and she had to do dyeing and all sorts of techniques, not just with the fabric, but also her wig that she's wearing. And it was just, you know, it was nice to see a really accurate movie costume.
Our next ribbon award goes to Paula King here for the most attention to detail. All the details in the costume, that it lights up, just every little thing about it. Like, it's so hard to explain because you have to just see it so close up to yourself. Fully lined, wonderful heavy fabrics. Like I said, it lights up, and that's amazing.
Our final ribbon goes to Best Prop, and that is the Mad Max Star Wars crossover. We thought this prop was amazing. It's really creative, and he made it all. It's like, I can't even explain like how he made this. It's made by like...
It's made with metal, wood, it's very heavy. He said it wasn't in like 25 pounds.
Yeah, and also he specifically noted how it's screen accurate to how they built it, and he tried to recreate it detail for detail, how they did. Although there is an incorporation of a bedpan that he claimed was unused, so there you go. But it was just a very interesting prop because, you know, when you enter a masquerade, it's just such a highly unique prop. I think all of you could agree. And if you can give a full round of applause for our ribbon winners.
Okay, so now on to the main event. Can we get another drum roll, please?
Spicy enough for me tonight. Come on.
Come on, you guys are like going to bed or something?
Okay, first up we have... I know, we thought we were old. Come on, you guys. Okay, first up is our novice award. We felt that with the amount of detail and a big challenge, can we have Leo from Fire Emblem Faith come up to the stage?
Oh, I hope I do not ruined the name. But congratulations. We really liked all the details in the armor and how many hours that took. We also saw she brought us a binder full of progress pictures, and we saw just all the detail in the patterning, and it was amazing. So give it up. Here, you should go to the front so you can get a picture. Yeah. Look at your picture. Congratulations.
So third place. This costume has a lot of amazing armor and really amazing craftsmanship that we are really impressed with. And this goes to the League of Legends Kale cosplay. This is a really huge cosplay. There was a lot of attention to detail. The armor was really well done. The gems were cast and looked amazing, and they're all backlit, and it just looks awesome.
Also, one thing to know, he relayed to us that he's actually worn this in the past and he keeps improving upon his design. And I think that's one of the most inspiring things is when you keep seeing people trying to make something even better and just keep moving forward instead of just being like, oh, this is okay. But, you know, it was nice for him to share that he's been trying to improve it as well.
So for our second place, give it up for Iron Man. We think he went above and beyond the call of cosplay. He has improved his suit. He's made several, and this is, I think, his third, he told us. It is voice activated, which was working when he was judged, and it was absolutely amazing. The mask could open and close just by using voice commands. And it would relay back to him. It would listen to him. It'd be like, oh, it's too loud in this room. I can't hear what you said. And just all the attention to details, the lights, everything. So congratulations. Okay, you guys, please, please give me a louder drum roll. Something that will wake the dead, maybe. Thank you. Our final winner goes to Junkrat!
Yeah. Just playing the game, man.
These are the trouble with his pay.
With you?
Yes. I don't know, man. Who do you like better, pirates or ninjas? Pirates. Oh. Or Junkrat in this case.
If we can get him up on stage and with his one leg, maybe someday. Give him encouragement. Come on, you guys. Was immaculate, just every detail was spot on, and the construction was just what you would expect for a costume. And for me, when I first saw this Overwatch character, I was like, how are people gonna cosplay this? And so it's amazing to see people actually recreate it.
For me, I really like the attention to detail of all the props, but especially he went above and beyond when it came to his wig and his makeup and contact lenses too. I mean, he's got the whole shebang doodle up there going on.
Yeah, I agree. I think just the whole ensemble, just so much detail. Even the back spikes can actually attach magnetically, and that's a detail you wouldn't really think of doing, and that's just every little thing just comes together really well. Yeah, and that is everyone. Please, round of applause.
As always, thank you to all of the contestants for participating. You all were fantastic, and I wish we could have given prizes to everyone.